one of the guys given a major shout out by Steve Bonas and his dad Greg, Jimmy Butera from Butera's Restaurant. Jimmy, thank you so much for calling in, brother. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the shout out.
So tell us the story of how you became so intimately and generously involved in the Bonas family saga.
So it started with, you know, as we all started seeing all the pictures of Rhodes on Facebook of all the devastation that yesterday's tornado went through Eden with. So I reached out to the town of Eden and mentioned that, you know, we're willing to do whatever we can to help wherever is needed. I made some phone calls to some staff who has connections out there, and we talked to Matt Moser's farm. He was the one that was, you know, lost the farm with his cows. And he actually told us about the Bonas family across the street from him. And long story short, I did some digging around and got a hold of them and offered them whatever they needed, anything we could. You know, as a restaurant, and you said earlier, working on adrenaline, another thing that people don't realize is that when you're in a tragedy like that, you know, you go without sleeping or eating. And eating is usually one of the last things people think about. So, you know, knowing this, I wanted to get out and see if there's any way I can help anybody. And the reality is, you know, I think we're here as a community standing by one another, and that's how I look at it.
Somewhere out there listening is a little old Italian lady who came over here in 1935, and she's wearing a black dress, and she's saying to herself, you know what, Jimmy Butera, his parents raised him right. He's a fine young man.
Well, thank you. That's, you know, it's at the end of the day.
The food, you know, baby. It's the food. You got to have food to nourish the body.
That's it. You know, we're all eat, sleep, and bleed, you know, but without eating, we're not healthy humans. So, you know, that's the one thing, you know, the world's filled with human beings. And, you know, there's so much hatred amongst people out there. But if you sit back and think about it, we all need the same things. We all need to eat, sleep, breathe. Those are the things that keep us moving. And, you know, for me, through food, you just spread more peace and more harmony than hatred.
Well put. Food can be a very bonding experience, and what you guys at your restaurant are doing is absolutely sensational. What initially gave you the idea? Was it the fact that this hit so close to where you are over on Bayshore? Was it the plight of the family? Something emotionally clicked within you to make you want to step forward and be counted?
Well, to be honest, Tom, 4 years ago when COVID started and we were told that restaurants were told no more indoor dining was allowed for a while, here in the village of Hamburg, we started a curbside dining to help keep us going. And the community stepped up in force. And I want to be there for my community to help them in their time of need. So I just felt 4 years ago, these people, whether it was the Bonases or not, people helped our restaurant survive through one of the hardest times we've ever had to deal with. The least I could do in these hard times is help another family that, in anybody that needs the help. So, and all.
What has been the most requested dish that you brought over to the Bonas's home?
Well, we're known for our brick oven pizzas here. We brought them pizzas and we brought them some pasta, you know, just food that will be hearty and filling was the thing. But, you know, they're a great family. I briefly spoke with them while I was there. Just seeing the devastation, it hits home. It's really hard hard look at reality. I mean, you hear about these tragedies that happen in other states around the country, and you're like, what? Not really taking in the enormity of the situation until you see it firsthand. And seeing trees that are 4 foot in diameter just thrown around like a toothpick, it's just, it blows you away.
Stand by, Jimmy Butera, because you are you're part of what is the best of Western New York. Jimmy is a restaurant owner, and he heard about the plight of the Bonas family, lost the home. They are homeless right now, and the insurance company is going to have to decide whether structurally they can rebuild or whether they're going to have to start from ground zero. And just hearing Steve talking about his wife, Colleen, with such love and genuine devotion and friendship, and the way she rescued the children that were home at the time the tornado hit. And you think about what could have been just a terrible, terrible tragedy. At least the fact that no human life was lost. You've got that going for you. And the love that Steve and Colleen clearly have for each other, it's really quite inspirational in 2024 to hear a husband speak of his wife in such glowing terms. And I bet, probably held each other closer last night than maybe a long time. I'm not sure how long they've been married, but something like that will bring you even closer together, no matter how close you already are. Joining us is Jimmy Butera from Butera's Restaurant, one of the people who has stepped forward and has volunteered to help out with his delicious food. The Bonas family lost their home yesterday. Fortunately, the quick thinking of Colleen got the kids out of harm's way, and they escaped into the basement just as the glass was imploding, I believe, around them. And no lacerations, no injuries, nobody was hurt. And you heard, obviously, the great love Steve has for his wife. And, again, so refreshing to hear a man talking about his wife with such terms of endearment and just genuine love. It was really quite heartwarming. And, Jimmy, you have done a lot. Are there other people in the restaurant business that you would like to call upon, perhaps not by name, but you'd like to call upon for various needs of food?
100%. I would like to challenge all of the business owners, not just restaurant owners, but all business owners out there, to reach out and see what you could do to help. I know the Bonas family is only one of many that lost so much. There are people that have absolutely nothing left. And anything that we could do as a community to help them, and being a business owner, we're always asked, and sometimes it could get overwhelming. But, this is a tragedy that doesn't happen in our community very often, if ever. And, it's really hard for us to fight against. So because of that, I would encourage all of my colleagues in the restaurant industry and any other business out there, reach out to the Eden Police Department, the Eden Town Hall, see where and what efforts they could use help with, because it's going to be a long rebuilding road for a lot of people out there. A lot of farms out there got damaged as well. So, this is something that, I think it takes a whole community, including businesses, to step up. And I'd like to mention the Bonas family, what a great group of people they are. I'm there to support them and help them, and I'm more concerned for their needs. And all they kept saying is, how can we promote you? How can we promote you? And it's like, I'm not doing this for my promotion. I'm doing this because I care enough to make sure you guys are okay. So I thought it was really considerate of a man who just lost his house to be more worried about me being okay than anything. And that just tells you what what type of man he is. What an amazing person him and his family are.
It just sounds like a great family. And Jimmy, you can get my cell phone number from Tanner off air. You know the political scene in Eden. Frank Panasek is a friend of mine. He knows the political scene in Hamburg. So we'll try to work something out, if practicable, to raise some money for all of the families that were rendered homeless as a result of the tornadoes of yesterday. So we'll be in touch off the air and see if
absolutely.
We can.
Absolutely, and I'd be honored to be a part of that in any way I can, to be a part of it. I think it's a great idea.
Well, Jimmy, we shall talk off air very, very soon, and I thank you for everything you've done for the family. Jimmy Butera, Butera's Restaurant, thanks a million, and now you've got me wanting brick oven pizza, so thanks for that.